Hi, I'm Camille.
And I'm Gretchen. We are starting over the podcast. It always sounds like we're starting over.
Well, we are.
No, we are.
We're starting another video. Here we go.
Another one. I actually was talking with somebody, I don't remember who it was, somebody just random in life, and they were asking me, what are your podcasts? And I said, explaining about starting over, and they were like,
wow,
that's what I'm doing right now. I'm starting over. I'm like, yes, you are.
Everyone does.
Yes, you are.
It's common practice now.
You know what? And I think the more you give yourself permission,
it kind of takes the sting
out of like the when stigma. You mess up.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, okay, let me pivot and start over.
That's all you do is pivot and start over. That's right.
Because I think that our thoughts, you know, I know Camille and I talk about this a lot, but it's so true. Our thoughts are what keeps us in a stuck moment.
That's right.
You know, and when you can recognize
our own self-judgments.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, oh, I'm so bad. I'm so stupid.
When you can recognize what you're thinking and maybe the habit of why you're thinking that way or how you feel when you think that way, then you can put a stop to it and be like, no more.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna change that. I'm gonna change that up. You know.
Yes. Well, and when you do think, when you actually have to stop and pause and kind of take an inventory of your results or your life, mm-hmm. and your mood and your kind of where you're at, if you can really realize you're the one that got you here.
Yeah.
I mean, other people had some help. You know, people do help us get where we are, but it's amazing to me when I sit in front of people how autopilot we are and. We are. I think everyone's on autopilot.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't really stop and really think, what do I feel about that? What do I think about that? You know, you've been married for 25 years. And so there's usually this autopilot way of treating each other, way of feeling about yourself. And so if you don't really stop and really take an inventory and think you can change that, because you can change things. And people get sick of each other. They get sick of how things are. But they don't ever say that. They just kind of live like, oh, I'm good. Everything's great. Everything's fine. And I'm watching this little weird, you know, BS drama. Like today I had this married couple and you know, he's talking about his wife, you know, to his children. And I'm like,
In a negative way?
Yeah. He's kind of like, you know, gossiping about his wife to his children. And the kids are kind of fighting with their mother. It's like, well, I kind of wonder where they got that idea. That's a good idea. You know? It's like,
right.
So they're not respecting her.
He just gave
her
permission to
That's right.
be disrespectful.
And I jumped his crap.
Imagine that.
I did. I was like, you are fired. You are fired. You're fired. This is not how you be a father. You're
right.
Teaching your daughter here that it's okay for a man to talk behind the woman's back. I said, and girl, what's that doing for you? How is that helping you? Well, it's not. Because then I'm fighting with my mother. I mean, it just became a big deal because it is a big deal. Men, you know, anybody, don't gossip with your children about their mother or their father.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you're married or divorced. Don't do it. It just makes you look like an idiot. And then you should be fired as a parent because you're not supporting your child.
Yeah.
That's terrible. Okay. We don't do that as adults.
I think too, if you feel, because I know I felt like, this morning I was like, you know what? If I'm not getting the results that I want for whatever I'm praying for, manifesting, it's up to me to change something.
Right.
I got to change something, right? So it, you know, sometimes people are like, oh, it's not the right timing. Maybe. But maybe there's something that's not, you know, it's a train of thought. Maybe it's a thought process. Maybe, you know, if you wake up and your day is just like yesterday, you have programmed the outcome, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so starting over means I want to feel better about my day. I want to feel better about whatever the outcome is. I want to be in a place where I am not affected emotionally by whatever is my reality.
Yeah.
You know, because the reality of what's happening in our life is a product of what we're thinking about.
Yeah.
So if you know, I'm just saying,
tolerating.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So if you think I hate my job, I hate the people I work with, I hate the building, I hate my parking spot, blah, blah, blah. Every day you feel this way, you are going to continue to hate your job. So it's going to be hard for you to recognize when something is good about whatever the situation is. And so I know, I mean, y'all have been around people, and you have too, Camille, that you know, how you doing? And they're never doing good.
Mm-hmm.
They're
mm-hmm.
never doing good because that's all they know. They are stuck in a narrative.
Yeah.
That is their reality and that's what they know. And, you know, our reality won't change. You've said this many a times. Our reality won't change unless our personality changes.
That's right. And yeah, really, you have to look at how am I creating my reality? Because, and again, other people have a contribution to it, but we really are creating our reality. Mm-hmm. And let's just say, okay, you hate your job. You know, you don't want to do this anymore. But you live your life griping about it. And so if I said, okay, well, quit your job.
Right.
I mean, here's solution to that pain is give
right.
it up.
Yeah.
You have the autonomy to quit things. You can quit people, get a divorce, leave that relationship, walk away. Now you're confronted with, what is that going to look like? What's that going to be like? People would probably rather sit around and gripe about something than really take action, quit it, and make themselves happy.
Right.
And another thing that happens is people stay in relationships longer because it's the devil they know. And it also is that chaos they need to avoid themselves.
Let's talk about that because there is so much truth in that. And I think all of us have experienced that at
yeah.
some stage, right? Of some stage. Because if I have to stop and process what I'm doing that's causing either, you know, not goodness in the relationship or even unhappiness in myself, sometimes it's easier just to stay in that
yes.
complacent,
the rut, the habit, I know
right?
this.
Because mm-hmm. it's better to stay in the known
mm-hmm. than the unknown.
But it's actually, what if the unknown, the unknown actually brought you processed happiness?
Right.
And you always say, Camille, like, you cannot go about your life not processing things.
No.
Because well, then you're just putting it.
Yeah. It's kind of like never cleaning your house. It's like never doing dishes. I mean, you're just, you're piling up. Like you're living in a piled on life.
And it's still there.
It's always, yeah. Yeah, but people drink over their pain or they eat over their pain or they have crazy relationships or sex. Like people, a vice, you know, whatever the vice is, whatever your shot of whiskey is, that helps you cope with your pain.
Yeah.
And if you don't, and a lot of people don't have a process. They don't know how to deal with their pain. And I get it. I'm not saying it's easy. But if you don't take the time to really deal with and cleanse out your negative emotions, they're going to stay with you forever.
Do you think it's helpful? I mean, you with your profession, do you think it's helpful for somebody else to point out where, like what their hang up is?
Yeah, I tend to do that. I mean, I'm that person. Like, if I see,
yeah, but that's why you're so successful. Because
I hate wasting time and money. Like I've been doing this for so long, I'm kind of like, let's just get to it, okay?
Yeah.
Sugar, let me tell you where here's where you're messed up. I'm just going to call it out right now. And there's either a, oh, but it's like it ain't lying. I'm not lying. So, mm-hmm. but I do feel like some people that can't be told no, and there's a handful of alphas in the world that are the boss. And I'm watching a guy right now, very wealthy. Okay, his wife died, had a stroke. She was dying for a while, and then she died, and he's literally worth billions. Literally doing stupid things, and he's getting fleeced by his staff, and I'm like, okay, time out. First of all, you need to sober up, sugar, because you're going off a cliff right now too. He's grieving. He's in so much mm-hmm. pain, and people around him are taking advantage of him. And if he doesn't stop and process his pain, he's going to end up broke, and he could be a huge contribution to the people around him. So, again, people that just avoid themselves, they're avoiding themselves with a person, with sex, with a vice, with drugs, alcohol. That's the kind of people that I think need an interruption. Okay.
Yeah.
And if they have a personality where they call people on their crap, then they probably don't mind being called on their crap either. Just so you know.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
But some people are tender, and I don't blast them.
Right.
But I still do call them out a little bit.
But you know what? I think that's a good thing because yeah. sometimes, a lot of times, we just get stuck in
yeah.
not recognizing patterns. Right. So if you wake up in the morning and you have the same thought that you had before you went to bed and you just go about life and, you know, this and that. What was that Tom Hanks movie where he played the old man?
Oh, no. It's a man's name.
I know.
Yeah,
y'all know
Netflix.
Who we're talking about.
Skinny. Yeah.
And he kind of like he tried to commit suicide. I mean,
yeah.
he just was in such a rut.
Until the neighbor needed him.
Until he found a purpose.
Yes.
He found that he actually was wanted, needed, and so forth, and loved. And I know at times in my life that I've been like not seeing a situation that was damaging
yes.
because I was just so into yes. the normal rutness of it.
That's I'll tell you, I have a lot of people that I talk to, and they call, and they're like, again, I'm anxiety prone, and my relationship. And I kind of help the room from spinning. I kind of say, well, here's a perspective for you. Mm-hmm. So I offer a new perspective. Maybe it isn't all you, or maybe it is you. I mean, but some people are living in this world that they can't, they have no control. And so, I think it's someone else's perspective. And I have compassion for where people are at. But I think someone else needs to say, this is where I think you're stuck. And there's a different way of dealing with it. But if you're, and I try not to make people feel guilty or bad about themselves.
Sure.
Because they're doing that to themselves 10 times worse than anybody ever could, you know?
Right.
But yeah, I think it is successful and helpful to have somebody say, this is where I think you're at. Can you hear that?
How do you help people process? Because sometimes recognizing a pain or a habit can maybe come back from something that happened through a trauma, or they act a certain way because of some horrific thing that's happened. You know what I'm saying?
I ask them, how and why is that a good idea? Why would it be a good idea to, you know, to smoke or drink? Why is it a good idea to hang on to this 28-year-old when you're 17? Who does he remind you of, honey? I mean, you have to look at the unwanted condition, okay? People have unwanted conditions in their life. You know, they're in a scenario, they're in relationships, but they seem, you ask anybody at the time, it seems like a good idea.
Okay.
People don't do things because they're crazy. They think this will work. This
right.
helps me.
Right.
You know, this is good for me. And maybe it is because it's allowing me to feel distraction so I don't feel the pain of my mother dying. You know, I'm with a 28-year-old guy because my mom died last year and I just can't think for myself right now. I just need someone to do it for me, and he's doing it for me. I mean, it's interesting how people, again, utilize, people are surviving. They're just in survival.
Yeah.
And I don't tend to judge things. I go, why would that work? How is that working? I'm always trying to figure out why people do what they do. Like, why is that a good idea?
Right.
So I look, and I genuinely am seeking that answer with people.
And so when you say, why is that a good idea?
Yeah.
I don't know that a lot of times we ask ourselves that.
We don't.
I think a lot of times it's kind of an autopilot thing, or it's a cope thing, or it's, mm-hmm. you know, just make it through another day kind of a thing, but you're not really living joyfully.
Yeah.
And I tell you what matters is freedom.
Yeah.
And when you have freedom to accept who you are, the good, the bad, the ugly, but accept who you are and know that you're worthy of happiness. You know, those things take time to develop when you have been in habits that haven't served you, right?
That's right.
And so when you get to the point and you're like, I don't know why I'm so unhappy. I don't know why I can't find, you know, this joy or whatever. You have to really, like Camille said, you have to really look at the picture and think, well, what am I doing in my life that makes me feel empty? What am I doing in my life that makes me feel unworthy?
Mm-hmm.
Because most of the time, I think people's going to say, well, if that person didn't act that way, I wouldn't feel this way.
Yeah. And it's a distraction method, though, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like, I'm going to keep that chaos going so I don't feel unworthy. I don't feel unwanted. I don't feel rejected. Whatever. It really is kind of like a numbing agent.
Yeah.
Or it's like a...
Or like you said earlier, I don't want to deal with that. Yeah. I don't want to think about that. So yeah. I'm just going to live with a relationship that we just bitch at each other all the time.
Because
I don't really want to deal with what needs to either change about me or point out what needs to change. You know what I'm saying? So how do you help people as adults kind of break through a cycle, a system of habits that have been going around for a long time?
Well... there's a handful of ways of looking at it, but I think people have to address the quote pink elephant in their life, the pink elephant in the middle of the room. Like, what is it that is, where are they stuck? What is it they've not really healed from? What is it they haven't really been able to deal with on their own? And look, there's counselors out there. There's a lot of counselors out there. There's some good counselors, but they're not so great counselors. You know, some people need more gestalt or more rigorous, or some people just need to be, you know, listened to and empathized with. But you really want to stop and listen and really let your pain surface. But is that fun? Is that, this is the thing. It's like, as a counselor, that's why I'm a little maybe more bombastic. I'm like, okay, I'm just going to grab your pain. I'm going to pull it right up and I'm going to say, look, this is what's going on over here. Okay.
Right. Let's get to it. Let's get to it and feel better.
That's right.
Yeah.
Let me take that thorn out of your claw, you know? Mm. And so I'm more like that because I think, why waste time? I know what you're going to say. Not always. I'm not perfect, but I do think that people want relief, and the truth does set us free. So there, when, and people go, how do you know? The truth just has a ring to it.
Yeah.
You know, when you know, yeah. Like if you're in a relationship and you just, I had this chat today with someone, I just don't know why. On paper, he's perfect. And I just, he's so good looking and all these people love him. But I feel, I'm like, okay, so you're trying to make logic happen with your feelings. What if your feeling is right? What if your feelings just are? Can you air that? Well, my mom says everybody else has an opinion. He's got this. We need to keep him. He's worth money. She just doesn't feel right about the guy. Okay, well then that, right. To me, that's the most important thing, not the logic or the, you know, the spreadsheet he's got. Yeah. What is your feeling? Because I want to hear that. That gives her sanity.
That is something that I think we, when we were little, we listened to it. Yeah. When we were little, we listened to it because we weren't taught to second guess it, right?
That's right.
When sometimes you think about little kids and imaginary friends, you know, sometimes I think they were probably really clued in to guidance, right?
Yeah.
Whereas I think now we have learned to listen to people's logic and people's acceptance over our own gut feeling.
Oh yeah.
And if you think about the gift of life, we as humans have that gift. That is, that discernment is our directed guidance, right?
Yeah.
And when we don't listen to it, what I think really happens is we feel kind of like a double guilt, like I should have. I mean, how many times have we said, I should have done what my gut told me, you know? Y'all, you can call it a gut feeling, you can call it the Holy Ghost, you can call it whatever you want, but there is something there that is guiding you. And if your, whatever you want to call it, is shooting out red flares, that is your protection.
Yes.
That is your guidance, and that is no reasoning that any human needs to explain.
That's right.
Right? Because maybe I know you've had these situations where you're like, I don't know why, but I turned left and I wasn't planning on turning left. And then, you know, something happened and you were spared.
Yeah.
You were led, you know. But when you get to a point every day that you can say, show me my day, be with me, you know, I will allow you to be a part of my thoughts, I'll allow you to be a part of my day so that I have the most safe and productive day, then you're allowing that inner, whatever you want to call it.
I call it natural knowing.
I agree.
Yeah.
Right.
And so it isn't like doesn't go spiritual or religious. It's just, we all have kind of a natural knowing.
Yeah.
What feels right, what feels wrong. Like that's innate in everybody.
Sure.
I think animals have that. It's instinct. It's an instinct. Yeah.
It is. It definitely is. And especially those that are parents. I mean, we can speak as moms. Mm-hmm. Like, you just have feelings and you know things.
Mm-hmm.
And Camille is super good at just, you can read a situation. You can read people. Mm-hmm. You can pick up on things. And I think that we need to work on fine tuning that talent.
Yeah.
That we all have to find this happiness. Because then once we tap into that and we do it regularly, we won't be dismissing and falling into the habit of just being on autopilot.
And being a pleaser and you're not going to like me. They're going to judge me. I'd rather have all that than believe a liar and go down that rabbit hole with that person. I've been there, done that. And this is maturity. Like when we all get burned, we're all going to get hurt. And you learn from that experience. So if you don't trust your intuition, that's going to take you down.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, the thing is that I understand what makes sense to me. Your intuition never leaves. It's just, are we in tune with it?
Right.
Do we listen? But it never goes. It doesn't say, Gretchen, I have tried for 59 years to tell you this, and you're not getting it, so I'm out.
I quit.
It's always there.
Yeah.
You know.
That's right. I 100% agree with that.
Yeah.
But getting to where some people are just not used to this, and they don't pause. And I think you got to have silence. So for me, if my phone's on, if I'm listening to, I have those noise-canceling headphones. I'm telling you something. That is a game changer.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, whatever. I put them on in the airport when I bought them in the airport. I thought, well, what the? I'm going to try it.
So you just literally don't hear anything?
It's so muffled. You can hear yourself.
You can hear yourself breathe?
Yes. And I was like, oh, my goodness. And I'm the state of flow where you're just kind of flowing and channeling and writing. I've been doing this, and I'm telling you, I am just, man, I'm starting to really tap into some stuff.
You know what? There's a lot to be said about that because you know, if you want to talk about meditation, meditation is quieting your brain.
Yeah.
Really. So prayer is asking, but meditation is more like listening.
Yeah. Reception.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so if you can tune out where you only are hearing you.
Yes. That's, yeah. And then when I start reading something, I'm starting to write. It's just amazing what starts coming through.
The clarity.
Isn't that what we all need is clarity?
That's exactly. Because guess what clarity is, y'all? It is the guidance.
Yeah.
It's you following that guidance of what your inner, whatever, what'd you call it?
Natural knowing.
Natural knowing is trying to show you where you're most happy. Like your best self, your happiest self is take this road. Take this road. Take this path. Come this way, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Where so many times we're like, nope, that didn't make any sense. I'm just going to do this.
Yes.
And, you know, maybe it works. And maybe sometimes it's like, well, that was a bust. That was a big waste of time. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I think as we wrap this up, I think what we're really trying to say is pay attention to what is speaking to you. And if what is speaking to you is the peanut gallery, that's not your guidance. Yeah. That's not your guidance. You are valuable. You are worthy to listen to your own self.
Yeah.
Your own self, which, you know, if you want to throw religion in with that, that's the Holy Spirit.
Okay.
Whatever. However you want to claim it, we don't care. But stop living your life on an autopilot.
Yeah. Yeah. And listen to your own voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, everybody. We appreciate you being here. We'll see you next time on Starting Over.
Bye.